Okay. It's a good night to talk about Keser. It's Zayis Chanukah. And the meaning of Zayis Chanukah is the beginning of Keser. Of Keser Yitin Lecha, the beginning and the end of Chanukah, Atisrach L'Yom Acharayin, which is connected to the very beginning. No, so from B'tchilas, we're going to talk about that. We didn't have a shiur for the past 2 weeks, so I'm not going to view, because where we're up to is... We began our discussion of the highest koyach that's called Keser. Again, we're not talking about in Yonim and Kabbalah, we're talking about in the Koyach as a Nefesh. What we're going to begin discussing is that there are two levels of Keser. In terms of Koyach as a Nefesh, there are two basic levels of Keser. One is called, there are different names, but we'll use the simplest. One is called Pnimius HaKeser, and the other is called Chitzonius HaKeser. The inner level of Keser, Pnimius HaKeser, and Chitzonius HaKeser. Now, we've been talking about Rotzen. Keser as Rotzen, will. When you want something, where does that wanting come from? The inyan of wanting, the inyan of rotzen. That's really chitzonius of keser. That's the chitzonius of keser. The pnimius of keser addresses the question of why do I want something? Why do I want this? The wanting is already chitzonius of keser, so we need to talk about that. But why do I want this? Where does that wanting come from? What is it that motivates, that drives that wanting, that desire? That's Pnimius HaKeser. In our way of speaking, that's called Ta'anug, that we've been discussing a little bit. Ta'anug, Tainug, delight, pleasure. That's Pnimius HaKeser. In other words, in a very simple way, because I have a rotzen, because I want something, that wanting, as we've been learning, that wanting activates all the koyches ha-nefesh. That wanting activates my chachma and my bina to try to figure out how to get this. And the chesed is activated. I love this, and I want to connect with v'chul v'chul. But the wanting activates all the koyches ha-nefesh. So if I want to think about something, I want to think about something. I want to go someplace. I want to think about something. I think about it. I want to go to visit my friend. So then I use my legs that correspond to Netzach and Hod. All the koyches ha-nefesh are activated by what I want. And based upon what I want, that's what is activated in terms of my koyches ha-nefesh and my koyches ha-guf. If a person doesn't have, God forbid, any rotzen, he sits like an even doymeh. He doesn't do anything. He has no cheshek for anything. He's not well if he has no rotzen. The rotzen is very active, proactive koach that causes everything to percolate, to move, to get going. That's what Rotzen is. All of that is Chitzonius HaKeser. It's the outer level, not the inner level of Keser. But the emes is, in Pnimius, there's something that activates the Rotzen. There's something that causes me to want. There's something that activates the Rotzen. What activates the rotzen is Pnimius HaKeser, which means the anticipated pleasure and delight that I hope to be able to receive, to accomplish, to somehow enjoy as a result of this rotzen being filled. So be'emes pnimius hakesef is really what's behind everything. As far as the rotzen is concerned, the rotzen is like a shliach. The chitzonius hakesef is like a shliach. The rotzen, my wanting something, is only a means of getting myself busy and preoccupied with going about getting what it is that I want. But if we dig deep to try to find out, why do I want that? It was, what's getting my wanting? What's causing me to want? What's causing me to want is that there's a certain tanug that I want to fill, a certain pleasure that I want to have. There's a certain tanug that I envision, that I imagine. I'll use some mishalom, we'll have some mishalom from the Svarim in a minute to make it easier. But there's a tanug that I want, there's a tanug that I expect. If I wouldn't be anticipating this tainug, if I wouldn't be anticipating this pleasure, this tainug, then I wouldn't have any ratzon at all. I wouldn't have a ratzon at all. Therefore, the Svarim tell us that the beginning of the Gilui HaNefesh, the highest level of Gilui HaNefesh, the beginning of the crown of who I am, or of what it is that's going on inside of me, that's called tanug, oinig. And we see this with everything in life. L'moshel, a person has a rotzen to accomplish a certain objective, a certain goal, whether it's school, at work, whatever it might be, whether it's a small thing or it's a big thing. What's hiding behind that rotzen to succeed in school, or the rotzen to succeed at work? What's hiding behind all of the tirchas that are involved in succeeding at school, the studying, the research papers, and all the cheating, and all the stuff that goes on? All that a person invests, I'm just joking about that, all that a person invests in that rutzen of being successful in school could go back to something that he first heard when he was a little boy, that if you'll be matzliach in school, life will be good. Right? Now, when you were little, a good life meant something very simple. Mommy and daddy happy with you, you get a prize. As you get older, things get more sophisticated and the prizes become more expensive. But the bottom line is, my rotzen to succeed in school is fuel. It has certain delek. The gas that makes that rotzen move, that makes that rotzen go, that causes me to study and to do the papers and to work hard, the delek, the gis, that causes that to move, is that inside of me, I believe, I might be wrong, but I believe that sofo shel davar, at the end, this is going to cause me to have a tanug, a tainug. The tainug of being able to have a nice home, to be able to provide a nice, comfortable life for my wife and children. And that could be from the time that we're little kids. Sometimes a person always stops. You have somebody that will stop in the middle and say, "Like, why am I doing all of this?" But it could be something that's planted from the very beginning, from the earliest time of life. There's that anticipated tanug. It's what's called the hanocha harishona, that first thought, that first hope of a tanug, that hope of that anticipated pleasure. Ignites the will, ignites the rotzen in the person. Now, I might not be paying attention to that tanug at all. When you're doing your schoolwork and you're staying up late at night and you're working hard to get a good grade, you're not thinking about a nice house necessarily or providing for your family. B'shas ma'isa. But if you dig deep to find out what is it that's causing this rotzen to be so strong that it's keeping me up till 2 a.m. writing some stupid paper? What is it that's fueling that rotzen? It's that hidden tanug. It's that tanug. The anticipated tanug that's hidden there. The chitzonius hakeser, rotzen, that is the actual studying and pushing and the drive. That's the actual That's the rotzen. That's chitzonius hakeser. But what is it that is the fuel? You have to understand this nakuda, the fuel of the rotzen. What is it that causes the rotzen lirtzos, that causes me to want? Because that's the reishis gilui hanefesh. That's Zois Chanukah. That's the reishis gilui hanefesh. Is the expectation, the anticipation, that somehow, if I push myself hard enough, if I want this badly enough, which I might not even be thinking about why I want this so badly, but if I want this badly enough, somehow, deep inside of me, there's this, whether conscious or subconscious, anticipation that there's going to be gewaltige Tanuk. There's going to be a Tanuk. That there's going to be a pleasure. The pleasure might take the form of something emotional that's not necessarily positive. It could be something negative, but there'll be a tanug. Whatever that tanug is, we're going to go into that more later on. But it's the anticipated tanug that drives that. Therefore, the nekudas ha'aschala, listen carefully, the nekuda of the beginning is connected to the nekuda shebesayif, to the nekuda at the end. Al derech mashal, for instance, a person wants to build a house. He wants to build a house. This is a muscle that's used very commonly in the Svarma Kedosh and the Chabad Svarma and other Svarma. A person wants to build a house. There's tremendous tirchus involved in building a house. And he has a rotzen to build a very, very nice house. And because of that, he's busy with architects, with contractors, and with plumbers, and with electricians, he's busy, could be for a long time. And b'chol haderech, throughout the entire time that the house is under construction, all kinds of tirchus, all kinds of headaches that are involved in bringing that about. It could be that there's agmas nefesh, tremendous agmas nefesh. And the agmas nefesh could be for a year, for two, for three, depending upon how big the house and how complicated the project is. But it could be a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. And only if the person has a starker rotzen, a strong rotzen, it could be that along the way he's getting so discouraged, somebody ripped him off, and this didn't work out, and this came out the wrong way. It could be he already is getting discouraged. But if he has a strong rotzen, if he has a strong rotzen to continue until the end of the building, he'll make it to the end. Now, what is it that started? What is it that started the entire shalshelus? That entire hishtalshelus of wanting to call the electrician, of feeling that I must get in touch with the contractor, of feeling that I have to try to handle about this particular, it's too expensive what they're charging to do the roof, whatever it is, a million phone calls, a million tirchus, a million ritzoinus to get things done. What is it that's behind all of that is a spark of what's called pnimius hakeser, tanug hanefesh. The tanug hanefesh with the person somehow at the very beginning, the root of all that took place here with all of the years of schlepping and bothering with the house, there was a machshava, a very deep machshava, a very, very pnimistic machshava of what it's going to feel like to be in this house. To imagine yourself on a Friday night with your wife and kids around the table with a beautiful bay window looking over, you know, looking over the a beautiful yard, and so what's taking place over here is that the beginning was that spark of tanuk that ignited ritzoinus aratzen that was filled with agmas nefesh, that was filled with tirchus, with tirdes, with sleepless nights, with all kinds of pain in the neck, right? And then at the end, soif maisa what be machshava tchila. At the end of the project, when finally the person is actually sitting there Friday night, and everything is done, and it's painted, and the window's done, and the yard is, the landscaping is done, and he's sitting there on a Friday. It could be 5 years later. He's sitting there on a Friday night, and he looks and he says, "Ah, that's the tanuk that he was anticipating." The soif maisa, that was the beginning of the project, was tanuk. The end of the project, hopefully it works out, the end of the undertaking of the project is what? Tanuk. Everything in between is rotzen. Rotzen will desire, motivation, drive. Oftentimes, without even thinking it anymore, he's so annoyed and upset about what's going on that he's not even thinking bechlal about that picture that he began with, the tanug, and the tanug that he now concludes with. He doesn't even think about it anymore. He's so famuched, he's so annoyed and distracted and busy with all of the tirchs. Give me another minute. We'll get to questions or points. That nekuta of tanug is called in Chassidus pnimius hakesa. Pnimius hakesa. Now, even though there's obviously a very deep relationship between pnimius hakesa and chitzanius hakesa, there's always a deep connection between pnimius and chitzanius. Nevertheless, these are two distinct koiches. In the Sfarim we're told, even though it's all included under kesa, the crown, these are two distinct koiches. Ratzon is the koach that pushes, that drives. It's a ruach sa'ara. You understand? It's a storminess. It's just depending upon how badly you want this, but it's a stormy koach ha'nefesh. It's turbulent. It's filled with movement, with action, with turbulence. That's the koach ha'ratzon. Everything about it is to be poel b'chutz. How to get the project done. How to accomplish what I want. How to get this done. It's all about b'chutz, getting that accomplished, getting that done. And therefore, until that project is concluded, whether it's a house or whatever it else is that you want, until that's finished, the person is not in a place of tranquility. He's in a place of upheaval. Again, depending upon how serious this thing is. But he's in a place, he's not settled. He's not in a place of menucha. Ratzon never puts you into a feeling of menucha. Everybody knows that. A ratzon, you don't have menucha during the time when the ratzon is strong until the ratzon is actually completed and the project is done. Whether it means marrying that person, building that house, landing that job, whatever it is. The time of ratzon is a time of turbulence. It's a time of turbulence. And the person is meshubed to the ratzon, depending on how strong this inyan is, he's meshubed to work, to be poel, to work hard. This is very different from tanug. Tanug is not noisy, it's not stormy, it's not turbulent at all. Tanug is the picture of the guy leaning back on his chair, looking out the window when the house is finally done, the painting is finished, the plumbing is done, everything is working, and he's sitting there that Shabbos, and he's enjoying his house. Fakir, the beginning when he thought of that house, before he even called the architect, the thought of having such a house was a time of tremendous menuch, tremendous tanug. Because then he already was imagining that Friday night, even though in the end it took 3 years. They told him, of course, it could take a year. And that's just so the beginning was a tanug. The first spark was a tanug, and and that tanug means menucha. Ah, machai. My house. The truth is, there's nothing there. It's just an empty field. But in his mind, there's a tanug. By that reishis hamachshava, the reishis gilui hanefesh is the tanug that's anticipated. Imagining himself a year, two, three from now, Friday night, sitting in his beautiful new house, and he could picture the house what it looks like. That's the beginning. Is with tanug. Then the ratzon starts. I want this. And the ratzon is busy. Busy, busy. It's a koach dochef. Push. Ratzon. Turbulence, turmoil to get it done. Ratzon, again, is all about chitzonius. It's all about doing stuff, getting the thing. Tanug is all about pnimius. That's why it's called pnimius akesa. Tanug is the return of the nefesh. Listen carefully. The return of the nefesh la'atzma, to itself. The return of the person to himself. When at that point, now that the project is done, he is mis'aneg. He has that tanug. That tanug that was the first spark, that gave him a feeling of gadlus of esroimimus, that tanug has now finally been accomplished. Therefore, the Svarim say, it's impossible for tanug and ratzon to be mezgala simultaneously. Can't happen simultaneously. Doesn't work that way. Because when the rotzen is poel, the person has no tanig at all. When the rotzen is activated, he has no menucha, he has no tanig. He's busy. He's driven. He doesn't have menucha, and he doesn't have any tanig. He might have some pleasure from like a farmer working on the... But that's not what the inin of rotzen is. So at the moment when the rotzen, when he's filled with the rotzen, adrabba, he's usually, at that time, he's usually subject to tremendous tsar, yogun v'anocha. Tsar, I'm not done yet, it's not getting done. Yogun v'anocha, he's upset, he's annoyed, it's hard, and so on. Only when he is actually able to accomplish what he wanted, and he's able to reach the tachlis of what he was seeking, then the person comes back to that part of himself that's quiet. The guy on Friday night looking out his window. Then he comes back to that part of himself, the pnimius of who he is, which is the tanug hanefesh, the oinig hanefesh, that he was anticipating all along. And then, what's mezgala is the pnimius of the person. B'shas Maisi, when he was building the house, when he was busy with the contractors, the architects, the plumbers, and everything, B'shas Maisi, that wasn't tanug at all. It was agmas nefesh. It was rotzen. Rotzen is rash, is noisy. When everything is finished, and everything is the way he imagined it to be, the way he anticipated it to be, then he's able to relax, and at that moment he's called kuloi tanug. He's in a place of himself. He returns back inside of himself. Rotzen is bachutz, like the word larutz. Rotzen is from the word larutz, means running. Rotzeh is from the word larutz. Outside, chutz. It even has the utz of larutz, bachutz, it's all the same thing. To go outside of oneself, that's the inyan of rotzen. That's the inyan of rotzen. It pushes the person out into the world. Masha enkein, the tanug hanefesh is the return of the individual back to the inner world of who he is, of himself. When he has this tanug now, that is what he's been working so hard to accomplish, to get, he returns back, the Adam returns b'chazore al nafsha, he comes back to his own nefesh, to himself. That's just an introduction to pnimius akeser and chitzonius akeser. We need to understand more, what is it that causes a person to have a tanug? Where does that tanug, that anticipated tanug, come from? We're trying to understand who are we? How do we work? Avi, you want it? You want it? Yeah.
I just wanted to ask it could be like I'm getting ahead of the game or something, but I just wanted to know, it seems like the way Rebbe's describing Pnimius Akeser and Chitzonius is like kind of like Pnimius Akeser, it kind of seems like the way I've heard Rebbe describe like how Chochma works in general, and like the Chitzonius kind of like being on like program, like doing. Does that happen like within Ratzon Oso, or is that like a separate thing? Happens after?
You're asking a very chashuv question. It is jumping a little bit ahead. There's truth to what you're saying, but we'll have to wait till we get to Chachma Bina to talk about it. Because remember, in all the Madrigas, there's Kesed, there's Chachma, Kesed, Chachma. In the world of Kesed, there's Chachma Bina. But it's a very good question, but it's ahead. We're not there yet. We have to do some more work till we get there. You.
That Ha'ara of the Tanakh in the beginning, what started the Ratzon, the only difference between that and the ending Tana, where it's actually the Repoil, is only the physical difference. There's no, like, other difference to that?
No. No. It's just the Metzias of what comes out. Is where you want to... It's just the Metzias of what comes out.
Couldn't a person have Tana while... So, you know, on a...
Yeah. Yes, you can. You can. That's why I said, like, the farmer that has some pleasure, even though while he's down, like, in the ditch doing stuff, because he wants to have the fruits that he's going to sell in the market and so on. When a person, we're going to talk about that in Mitzvah, that's a very choshev thing. When b'shas maisa, a person is able to pause and to have tanug b'shas harotzen, that's a very choshev thing. And it is. It's the ending of the tam ha. Tam ha'eitz and tam ha'pri, to be able to taste b'shas ma'isa of the eitz, to taste already the pri, But even when that happens, it's because at that moment it's an anticipation of how good it's going to be at the end.
Right.
Not because I like being in mud.
No, that's what I'm saying. That person anticipating during the project, but during the project they're anticipating, oh, this is...
If it's a person who's an umken, a person who lives in a place, you know, that's real, that he's able to stop and to pause and to... And it gives him some simcha, even while he's in the schmutz, he has a simcha working at it because he is illuminated by the Tanakh along the way. Yeah, for sure. A lot of people don't live that way. That's why so many people are like they look at albums of when the kids were small, and they say, oh, it was so good. B'shas Mais, they were miserable. They were miserable. They couldn't stand taking care of babies. Then now 20 years later they look back and they say, oh, it was so good, and I wish we were there again. I wish we were there. And if one is being honest, the other one says to the other, you hated every minute of it. You couldn't stand it. You were so busy all the time. You have diapers, and they're whining and crying. Who needs this? But when you look back, then you say, that's why B'shas Maisa, to be able to feel the Oynig along the way, it's a Madrega. It's a Madrega to feel the Oynig along the way. That's a big Inyan in Chassidus. And Avodas Hashem, it's a very big Inyan. It's a very beginning. The natural tendency of a person is to feel the oinig only when you have the payers. So what are the payers? The kids under the chuppah, whatever it is. The kid has a job finally. But b'shas meiser, when you got your feet into the dirt and you're busy day and night, I talk to you know young parents all the time. They're so the life is so crazy that they don't have the time to enjoy. They don't have the time to enjoy. They don't have the time to come into contact with the Tanakh that caused this entire project to get started. The anticipation of having a family. But the actual work of raising a family can cause a person to forget the Tanakh. And then he just works and works and works and works. The Tanakh. And he says, one day, if the kid turns out to be a man, she'll have Tanakh. Right now, he's just annoying. I don't have any Tanakh. Maybe he has a little bit here and there. Kid look cute, something like that. But the Iketanik is only going to be at the end. Yeah.
How does a person reach? I know it's obviously not a simple thing, but how does a person reach that Madriga where he can actually be Tanik the entire way through?
All right. That's already Mashiach's Torah. To be able to live that way, to be able to live that way during the hard time of Rotson, to be able to keep in contact with the Ur of the Tanakh, of the Rashis, of the beginning. That's the most elusive, thing on earth. That's why the world is filled with such misery and such sadness. How is not for right now, though. It's an important question, but Yitzhak will get to it. Actually, we're going to touch upon it. We're going to begin to touch upon it a little bit now. Just a little bit. We'll get started. The question that we're up to now is, so what is it that brings to a feeling of Tanakh? One person's Tanakh is not another person's Tanakh. But what is Tanakh? What is this thing that we call pleasure or delight? And let's not be childish, not say, I like this. It's much deeper than that. What's a Tanakh? What does that mean, Tanakh? Where does it come from? In front of you you have from the Siddur of the Rav Balatanya, you have the first page of Kavanas HaMikveh. The truth is we're only going to do around 10 lines. But I thought maybe if you'd like to see a little bit Vayitah, so I focused on the whole page. But we're only going to do the first 10 lines. It's hard. First, the Rav has, the Tanya has his Kavanas of the Mikveh, and then right afterwards he explains the Baal Shem Tov's Kavanas HaMikveh to work them out. But the way he begins Kavanas HaMikveh, now I'm telling you right now, you're not going to see what this has to do with Mikveh unless you learn the whole piece. But the way it begins is important for us. To move forward. Inyan HaMikveh. Now the word mikveh is the word lekavos, which means to want something, to hope for something, right? That's the word mikveh. Kaveh al Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael. Mikveh means to hope, to want. Inyan HaMikveh. Hinei mibsari echze eloika. Anytime that we want to understand something in elokus, we try to understand inside of ourselves what this is inside of ourselves. So the Rebbe explains. This is from the Siddur of the Rav. You know, there's a Siddur, the Siddur Imdach, in Divrei Elokim Chayim, with Chassidus. The Baal Tanya Siddur with Chassidus. With a human being here in this world, Adam Atachtai. Hatanug, hu hagavoa m'oid nala al kol koiches hanefesh. Tanug is m'oid nala. It's very, very high. It's nala al kol koiches hanefesh. It's higher than all the koiches hanefesh. M'oid nala, nala al kol koiches hanefesh. Afilu min hachochma, this touches upon what Avi was raising, the issue. Afilu min hachochma, even higher than chochma. We're talking about keser. It's higher, and it's pnimis a keser. It's higher than chochma. V'hu hamispashet bebechines his rachavus godel. Tanug is mispashet. Tanug is so inclusive, so expansive and inclusive. Listen to what he says. Ad sheyuchlu shnei hafachim mamish lihitofes boy, that it is able to include within it and to bring together two hafachim, two opposites. K'may Sinai, for instance, there's a person, Reuven hates Shimon. Reuven hates Shimon. Could be to have a history many, many years. Reuven hates Shimon. In his brain, in his faculty of Chachma and Bina, he can't stand the guy. And if you ask him, could you explain why you hate the guy? He says, sure, I'll tell you this. He did this to me, did that to me, he's like this, he's like that. He has a whole list of reasons. So, Api Seichel, he has it worked out that he hates, Reuven has it worked out, he hates Shimon. In his mind, rationally, he can't stand the guy. Reuven can't stand Shimon. But then look what happens, an amazing thing. However, when the person is in a state of tremendous tanug. All right, so let's talk about the guy that his house is finally finished and he's sitting there first Friday night enjoying his new house. When a person's in a place of tremendous tanug, uchshuhu betanug gadol, be'eze simcha, making a chasna, finish the house, whatever it is. But when he's in the place of tanug, when he's there, and he's in that place of tanug, ushu betanug gadol be'eze simcha, then look what happens. Yishkach al hasina, he'll forget about the sinner for this guy. If he sees him walking outside his new bay window overlooking the beautiful backyard, he'll see him walking outside. Normally he would take out his shotgun and aim at the guy. Now he says, Shimon, come on in, Shimon. Shimon's, me? Reuven says, come on. Well, we know each other for a long time. Let bygones be bygones. Come on, come inside. I want to show you around my new house. Or the chuppah. Or the guy, he has a kid, he has a baby. Goes around, the whole world is good. Everybody's beautiful. The biggest son, his biggest enemies, the people in his mind, in his chochma and bina, he hates, Chas v'Shalom, he has such a hatred. What he hates most in his mind, but what the Rebbe says, the Tanya says, Ochshu betanu gadol be'ezeh simcha yishkach al ha'sinah lo yititpais mokam klal bilavavo. The sinner does not occupy any place in his heart, in his mind or in his heart. Ad shi ahavenu mamish. Reuven mamish loves Shimon. And if Shimon would say to him, you hate me for the last 70 years, unless you hate me. Reuven said, I know what you're talking about. Ah, it's not Rishkai. Well, because we had this, that's not. Mamish, it's nothing. He's in a place of such hisrachavus, expansiveness, which brings to inclusiveness, because when you got a lot of room, when you're open and when you're big and there's a lot of room, then a lot fits in. Tanug, he's in a place of tanug, which is the beginning of the gilui of the nefesh of the adam, the etzim of who he is. So look what he says, the Tanya. Ad shi ahavenu mamish. V'hum ibnei says sinna v'yahava nolodim in hamayach chachma abina. Where do the emotions of hatred and love come from? From chachma and bina, from the mind. I know that he did this to me. I know that this person's like that, and I thought about this, and it bothers me. I don't like the way he does this. All of that, those emotions of ahava and sinna come from what I'm thinking about, what I know, what I'm thinking about. But the Rebbe says, v'yesh b'chochme ha'oris ha'tanug. However, there's an ur of tanug that's higher than anything. That ur of tanug, the keser, in that chochme, the ur of the tanug, hamrumam umisnase min tzimtzum ha'shefa shalai, which is higher than the place of tzimtzum. When your hatred for this guy is because you're mitzumtzum in your brain. He did this, he did this, he did this. I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like that. Or even the Ahava. Why do I like this person? Because of this Myla, because of this nice thing, because of that nice thing. But it's all about Simpson. But when you come to that point, it's called the Etzem, the Tanug itself. It's Merumam Misnasim and Simpson Hashefer Shalai V'Chochma V'Anikra Pnimius Abba. Abba is Chochma. Pnimius. We're talking about the Pnimius of Abba, Keser. But Pnimius, the Tanug. Yes?
So you're saying that Abba comes from the Chacham Kibima, but let's say like the idea of doing Keser for someone would bring you to love them. So that doesn't come from a place of.
Why? It comes from a cheshbon that I want to be able to connect to this person, and therefore I'm trying to help and to do what I can to make a kesher between us.
Right. But there could be situations where a person is forced to help somebody because they don't like it so much, but it turns out that will.
Like what Dessler says,
right.
La sheyitain ye'ahav, that over the by the result of giving. Because there's a return that the person feels. It's an excellent point. I can't go into now by Riches. There's a return. There's a tanuk that one has. It takes a person back to the etzem nefesh, which is to give, to do for others. That's why the biggest tanuk that a person has is when he does a tayyur for a yid. When you do a tayyur for not only for a yid, but lahavdil for anybody. When you do a tayyur for somebody, you help some kid cross the street. For the rest of the day, you can feel good. You don't even know why, because of the tanuk. That the merdik tanug, that the rotzen of the nefesh of a kiss, the tanug of the nefesh of a kiss is what toiv. The essence of a Jew is good. So when we do something that's good, even though we're not thinking about it, we don't understand what it is. But there's such a merdik tanug. And that whole day you could have a hisrachavus. You could be like a nice guy. You know, at work, like you say, good morning, how you doing? And they're looking, you say good morning, I've heard him say good morning before. Never said good morning. I never smiles on a Monday morning. Never in 40 years. Never saw. Why? Because before he did some tayyur for somebody, and there was a tanig. It's a very deep thing.
So when we say that
Abba
and
Sina
are products of the tanig, emotional reactions, we're saying it comes from that it's somehow connected to tanig or the opposite or something.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more about that connection, how that works. We're going to talk more about that. Yeah.
Do you have it lead someone to be Moser Nefesh, Kesher Hashem? This is a level of Tanag above or below.
The biggest Tanag of the Nefesh Elokis. The biggest Tanag of the candle, of the flame of the candle, is to return to its Sharish and Shammai. It's the biggest Tanag. That's what the Sfarim say. I mentioned it yesterday in the Chaburis. That's why the Sfarim say that Peshas Maisa, when a person, there's a Kabbalah from the Maram, Mirotenberg, that Peshas Maisa, when a person is killed Al Kiddush Hashem, he has a feeling of Tanag, not a feeling of pain. It's a tan. It's the deepest tan of the nefesh of a kiss. To give oneself over to HaKadosh Baruch was the biggest tan. All right, you know, we're going to stop here because I have to get someplace. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah, after the break, we'll pick up again. We'll review the, hold on to the page from the Siddur of the Tanya. We'll pick up on that. We'll review it a little bit, and we'll be able to move forward to understand the relationship between Ratzon and Tanug, how can we have more of a tanug from the things that we do in life. So Mitchum will continue. We'll continue that after the break. Okay. A good Zayis Chanukah.
Next
week there's no Shia.
After the break.